Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up over every little mistake? Like your inner critic is a permanent guest with an endless supply of harsh critiques? Yeah, I've been there too. Trust me, we all have that voice in our heads sometimes, whispering doubts and negativity. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can silence that critic and actually boost your happiness and well-being? It's called self-compassion, and it's seriously life-changing. Now, self-compassion isn't about being selfish or giving yourself a free pass for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie is struggling, do you berate them? Wow. You probably offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and maybe even a slice of cake because let's be real, sometimes a good treat helps. So why don't we extend that same level of care to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. The first step is recognizing that everyone faces challenges and makes mistakes. We're human, after all. Denying or suppressing those struggles only intensifies them. Be honest with yourself about what you're going through without judgment. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to tune into your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Notice the sensations in your body, your breath, and the world around you. This helps create space between you and your negative self-talk, allowing for greater clarity and perspective. Think about it like this. Imagine your thoughts are clouds passing through the sky. You can acknowledge their presence without letting them define your entire landscape. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Talk to yourself as you would talk to a loved one. Replace those harsh, critical words with gentle, encouraging ones. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and compassion even when you stumble. You know that feeling when you mess up and your inner voice goes into overdrive? Instead of saying things like, I'm so stupid, try reframing it as, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it. See the difference? 4. Cultivate a sense of connection. Remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all face difficulties and make mistakes. Connect with others who understand, whether it's through friends, family, or support groups. Sharing your experiences and hearing from others can be incredibly validating and empowering. Sometimes just knowing that someone else has been there and come out stronger on the other side can make a world of difference. 5. Practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. Taking time to appreciate the positive aspects of your day can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Think about it. What are 3 things you're grateful for right now? Maybe it's a sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, or a supportive friend. These little moments add up and create a foundation of happiness. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You put in the hours, practice diligently, and even visualize success. But then, disaster strikes. You forget your key talking points mid-presentation. Panic sets in, your mind races, and suddenly you feel like the biggest loser ever. Now here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of berating yourself for the blunder, take a deep breath and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. It doesn't define you as a person or erase all the hard work you put in. Acknowledge your disappointment, but then gently redirect your focus. Maybe try to improvise, engage the audience with questions, or simply laugh it off. That's often the best medicine. The point is, self-compassion allows you to bounce back from setbacks without letting them derail your entire day. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Remember, everyone struggles, be kind to yourself, and practice gratitude. By embracing self-compassion, you can cultivate greater emotional well-being, resilience, and happiness. And hey, remember that inner critic I mentioned earlier? It's still there, but now you have the power to silence its negativity with a dose of self-love. Want to keep this conversation going? Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using #DailyVirtue. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep striding for clarity and confidence in all that you do. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.